Julia Gillard and Tony Abbott faced questions about transport and population and a range of other issues at a town hall-style people's forum in Western Sydney last night. For the Prime Minister, it was hostile territory, but she used the forum to push her economic credentials. While the two leaders both appeared at the same place, it was not a debate. Each spent an hour or so answering questions from an audience of 200 undecided voters, selected by pollsters Galaxy. Observers thought the Prime Minister faced a tougher interrogation, while an exit poll concluded Mr Abbott won the night. Alexandra Kirk reports.
Julia Gillard faced the audience from a tall chair on the stage.
Just settle into that stool. I feel very high up here.
Tony Abbott took a more relaxed approach.
Look, what I'd like to do, David, is go down to be on the level with people.
Why not?
That set the tone of their appearances. Three of the 14 questions to the Prime Minister were about dumping Kevin Rudd. She took responsibility for the decision, denying the plotters Mark Abib and Bill Shorten would be rewarded if Labor's re-elected.
No one who organised this, there's no one who's going to be rewarded for it.
The opposition leader empathised with voters' displeasure, but was heckled over the removal of Malcolm Turnbull.
In opposition, your leader belongs to the party, but in government, the leader belongs to the people as well as just to the party.
Both addressed the issue of trust and voters' cynicism.
What I say in this campaign is what I will do.
If I say that I will do something, I will do it.
There were other tough questions for Julia Gillard.
I'm a taxpayer, I'm a law-abiding citizen, and I want to be able to say to that woman that I love, will you marry me, not will you civil union me?
I and the Labor Party have a clear policy, and our clear policy is that we won't be amending the Marriage Act.
Tony Abbott injected some humour.
I was going to ask about climate change, but I feel that I should ask, did you inhale?
answer
didn't,
on that one.
Didn't every one of our generation?
One undecided voter feared Mr Abbott may be a one-man band after this comment.
If I'm the Prime Minister, I don't get overridden by my cabinet colleagues.
But later revisited the subject.
Cabinet works best when the Prime Minister assesses the mood and the feeling of the cabinet room, what can best carry your colleagues and best carry your country.
Julia Gillard asked the audience to put their hands up if they had a job and keep them raised if they thought they could pay their mortgage or rent if they lost their job.
That really is the issue at the heart of this election campaign. It's about the economy and keeping it strong. It's about having people in jobs.
I think we have been let down by our government. I want to restore good and competent and prudent government. I know how hard you work for every dollar that you have, and government should never waste a dollar of your money.
All right.
Both leaders declared it a good night.
I thought it was a really good discussion. I enjoyed it very much.
I think it was a good discussion. I enjoyed it.
The audience of swinging voters favoured the opposition leader. Polled as they left, 71 cast their chip for Mr Abbott. 59 opted for Julia Gillard.
Alexandra Kirk reporting.